Scientists at the California Institute of Technology, or Caltech, have developed a remarkable visual illusion that they believe will help explain how our brains make sense of the world around us. It's a computer simulation that shows how various parts of the brain act together to make a coherent visual image. Joining us to talk about how this all works is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. And if you want to see the illusion yourself, you can go to our website, npr.org, and watch a version of it. So first, Joe, what are we trying to get at with this experiment?
Well, this experiment answers a question that's known as the binding problem. Now, think about a red ball rolling across the floor. You see it as a red ball rolling, right? But really, in the brain, color and motion and shape are all processed in different places. But the ball never loses its redness or loses its rollingness or loses its shape. It's always the same thing. So somehow your brain is tying all that together in what's, and so the studying that, how that works, is called understanding the binding problem. And so a couple guys at Caltech, a couple scientists, Dawn Wu and his advisor Shinsuke Shimojo, and Ryota Kanai in the Netherlands, worked up this illusion. And first, I'll show you what it was. So what you have a screen in front of you. You're looking at a laptop computer, and in front of you, there's a screen filled with red and green dots, right?
Mm-hmm. And in no specific pattern.
No, it's just like random pattern. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, Michelle, is look right in the middle of the screen and watch. Tell me which direction the red dots are going. Here, I'm going to start the illusion.
Okay.
It goes 2 seconds.
I'm watching. They're moving down.
Right. Now, is it your perception that all the dots on the screen are moving down?
It actually looks like the red dots are moving down and the green dots are moving
up. That's exactly right. But here's the illusion. Your perception was that all the red dots appeared to be moving down. Now I want you to focus just on the left-hand edge of the screen. I'm going to start it again. Now tell me which direction the red dots are moving.
Well, now the red dots appear to be moving up.
Right, exactly. I'll describe what happened and then I'll show you. So the screen is actually made up of three columns. The left, the far left, and the far right, the red dots are moving up. Only in the center are the red dots moving down.
Oh, okay.
But when you looked at it the first time, all the dots appeared to be moving down. Because your brain says, wait a minute, I have to make sense of this entire world. I'm going to take what I know about the middle of my world, which is what you're staring first at, and expand that to cover everything. So your brain says everything is moving down, when in fact it's not. The reason this is such an interesting experiment is it lets you study where binding breaks down. So if you slide back in your chair just a little bit, I'll play the thing one more time.
Okay.
For you. Slide on back.
All right.
Get about, I don't know.
Okay, I'm about 2 feet back.
Okay,
now
watch this.
Well, now I can see it.
Okay.
Now I can clearly.
So when you slide
back to the microphone here, I can clearly see this column in the center.
Right. So what scientists are hoping is if they can get to that point where there's this discrepancy between what the eyes are actually seeing and what the brain is telling you about the world, they can start to use imaging techniques to look at different parts of the brain to see where these things are being processed and how they're being processed, and that in the end should tell us something about how the brain makes sense of the world.
And the practical application of this, how would they use this technology?
Well, in reality, it's just beginning to understand how, you know, we see the world as this sensible place. And so just the entire question of how the brain is doing that is just one that's open to discovery, and it's quite a fascinating problem.
And to go back to your analogy, the red ball that you see rolling across the room, there you might be able to figure out how the brain actually processes what it sees.
Right. Well, you know it's working. The question is how.
Well, this is fascinating. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca.